you've got hooks that come out and pull it over. You got a great big bandsaw, about 30 foot, it's about 30 foot through, and about this wide when they start out with it. And some old boy puts a mark on the end of the log. Maybe they want to cut the slabs 8 inches through, or 10 inches through, or 4 inches through, don't you see? That big old saw, they just go right down through there. It's drove by steam, see? And when it gets through and that drops off just that quick, that thing just comes up against the steam bumper. Guys that ride that thing have to be strapped onto it to keep it from falling off all the time, see?
The saw?
On the carrier that carries the log up to the saw.
My goodness, I bet that's a rough ride.
It is a rough ride. And once in a while they'll run into a rocking log, see? Uh-huh. Maybe it'll knock out a whole bunch of teeth on the saw.
Oh.
Well, they take that saw off then, and it goes upstairs with it to the saw room overhead there. Put another one on. And the guy's got a pair of scissors, and he just cuts all the teeth off of that thing. And then
cuts in new teeth. Huh?
Grinds new teeth in, see.
My goodness. Roy, what happens when one of those blades breaks?
Well, I never did see one of them break. Never heard of one of them breaking. Of course, they kill drive a number here too, you know. Of course, they had a great big dock out of the mill pond that they weather dried in. But they also put in the kill drives. Where that you could take that lumber and put it in there for 10 or 12 days and kill it.
Kept it at constant temperature?
Yeah, steam.
Uh-huh.
And some of that stuff would come out there crook as a corkscrew.
Kill dry lumber, huh?
Yeah. That stuff, all that is like that, it was taken to cut up short pieces. Maybe went over to the Oregon Park, I mean.
It's fun, and I like the smell around those mills, but I certainly wouldn't want to work in one.
Well, it's dangerous if you don't watch your stuff. Now, you take that guy that rode this monorail. He rode here up here, you know, at the top.
Uh-huh.
He'd come down and hook a truckload of lumber and pick it up. Well, now he wasn't in so much danger, even if he dropped. But the old boy that rode that monorail down, let's see,
mm-hmm.
and then stuck one foot on the side of the lumber and the other on the gated chair and went with it, see.
Yeah.
If that lumber come down, now he had to get out of the road.
Be no place for a man who wasn't quick on his feet and quick in his wits.
Yeah.
Oh, when you were out on the farm, what did you do for meat?
Oh, we've put up all of our own meat, practically all of it. Once in a while we'd buy some bologna or something like that, you know, to have a treat.
Uh-huh. Did you have a special day in the fall or something when you killed meat?
No. My cousin lived just a mile apart. Come a cool day in the fall, I'd either call him or he'd call me and say, well, let's knock down a peg today. Well, we'd take one maybe weigh 150 pounds or 160 pounds, don't you see, and take half of a piece. Well, then that was gone, well, we'd get knock another one down. Well, then usually by that time it was getting cold enough that you could do your regular butcher.